Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I chose to describe my relationship with hijab as tough love because I feel like as much as I'll tell you I love it and as much as I know myself that I love it, it's still going to be tough. And like I've mentioned before, this journey, this experience, this commitment is always going to feel hard. It's always going to feel like a struggle. But when people do ask me, it does get easier because you grow that confidence and you grow the love for it. It's a struggle that we'll all go through in our own ways. And I find that very special.
Hey guys, it's Serene and welcome back to Journal Hijabi. And if you're new here, Journal Hijabi is a platform where hijabis can be themselves, speak their truth, and tell their stories. So you get to hear about hijabis from hijabis and not from the internet. Join in on our weekly conversations with different hijabis where we discuss the stories of each hijabi and dive deep into the meaning behind it. You can support this podcast by simply leaving an honest review and sharing it with the people you know would love it. Let's begin. Today, we're bringing the conversation to many other hijabis out there who need a reminder or push to become more confident in the hijab because it truly is beautiful and it's something that you should be proud of. And who better to bring on than Aya Kosara? Aya is studying graphic design and has an interest in getting her private pilot license for aviation. She started a makeup business at 14 years old and after 5 years is now a makeup artist local to DFW with over 20,000 followers. She has the cutest, most modern, colorful, and hijabi-friendly fashion sense. And if anyone knows how to stand confident in the hijab, it's her. Aya spoke about her first memories with the hijab, ways to feel confident in it, and advice for young girls thinking of wearing the hijab. Aya, I'm so glad to have you on here today and listen to you speak about your personal experiences with the hijab. With every hijabi that comes on here, I try to center the conversation to her personal and unique experiences with the hijab. We each have our own hijab story of when we first wore it. And so can you describe your first memory with your hijab and share with us more about what your hijab story is?
Yes. First, Sidin, thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited to share my story. But my first memory with the hijab, I guess from like what I could remember and just wearing it in general, would be wearing it to Sunday school in Ramadan. I did grow up living down the street from a masjid, which is Masjid al-Ibrahimi in Fort Worth, West Fort Worth. So I was attending Sunday school at the time, always wearing it for that. And I always had the idea of hijab in my head. I always knew I was going to wear it. This was shortly before I was 13, because I did wear it at 13. August 10, 2015 mm-hmm. was when I started.
That's so young. You wore it at such a young age.
I know, 13. It's been 5 years, and yes, it can be very, very hard, but you need to let go of trying to satisfy other people and impressing other people, and let go of that headache and that draining energy when the whole purpose is to do it for God and, like, have that loving relationship, like, for it and for Him. So my experiences have definitely helped with knowing it will always be a struggle. And you have to accept that. But just because it's a struggle doesn't mean you can't find like the joy in it and the love in it. And it's not meant to be perfect. And you should try to understand that, break it down, that you need to let go of like making it such a like perfectionist type of situation. And at the end of the day, it's always going to shape us and build so much growth.
The perk of wearing the hijab at an early age really allows you to grow and build your experiences of the hijab in a way that you can look back on and say like, wow, I had a whole hijab evolution and I carry so much knowledge and advice for myself about the hijab that you can now pass on to young girls and even your daughters in the future.
Yeah, when girls tell me like, I inspire them to wear the hijab. Honestly, it brings me to like tears. It makes me so happy because I've honestly gotten that like a couple times, especially last year when some new hijabis came in and they told me that, or they just text me saying like, I know you've been wearing it for a long time. You've been wearing it since you were young. This mom, she has kids. She's grown and she just started wearing it a couple months ago. And she came to me about it and told me how would she wear it? How should she start? And it honestly was so sweet. And it builds that confidence to know that I'm doing something good and something right. And then also that I can give her advice and that encouragement to know that you'll be just as confident one day, and if not, you'll grow that confidence, and you can always, don't be afraid to ask for advice, or even if you feel like you're struggling to talk about it, don't make it so taboo.
It's such an interesting evolution and growth that you can ever go through. There's really nothing like it. Like, to be able to look back and say, wow, in the beginning, I felt so lost and confused about the hijab, but now I'm so confident and understand it and love it for what it is. Like you mentioned, at the end of the day, we need to let go of trying to impress other people and focus on the purpose of doing it for yourself and God. On the topic of girls kind of getting lost in worrying about what other people think about their hijab, what do you think are some ways that women and young girls can feel more confident in wearing the hijab?
I feel like it should definitely start with remembering it's not to fit in or impress somebody. The principle is all about you and God, and I feel like comparison is such a big thing nowadays, like especially with social media. I think, and you have talked about it once, that like girls feel the need to always constantly compare themselves to another girl, and hijab is such a unique thing that comparing yourself is no good, especially when it comes to this topic. And you should always surround yourself with people who encourage it, know the basic knowledge behind it, do your research about it before like having this false information, because there's a lot of Arab girls that I feel like aren't hijabi that can hate hijab because of like either trauma or just false information or the way that their community or their environment was about it. So I feel like definitely surrounding yourself with somebody who would love to learn about it, encourage you, and just know anything about it, and isn't afraid to ask questions, is definitely good, like helpful tips.
It really simply comes down to, as you were saying, to stop comparing yourself to others. Each of us carry our own story and experiences of the hijab, and you should be proud of that. And there's a saying that I always say that goes, you are who you surround yourself with. And so if you're surrounded by people who always compare themselves to others, then you're going to end up doing the same, you know? So be proud of your hijab. It's yours. Previously, I asked you before this episode about how you would describe your relationship with your hijab, and you said something really interesting that I loved. You described it as tough love, and so can you explain more about what that is and how you view tough love when describing your relationship with your hijab?
So I chose to describe my relationship with hijab as tough love because I feel like as much as I'll tell you I love it, and as much as I know myself that I love it, it's still going to be tough. And like I've mentioned before, this journey, this experience, this commitment, it's always going to feel hard. It's always going to feel like a struggle. So no matter how much advice I try to take in with it or build my confidence and grow that passion and love for it, it's going to be tough. Like, that's an exception. At the end of the day, it does get easier, but it'll never be easy or the smooth like line. But when people do ask me, it does get easier because you grow that confidence and you grow the love for it. But it's a struggle that we'll all go through in our own ways. And I find that very special. So I feel like the perfect way to label this, but keep it very simple, was just having tough love for it. Kind of like having tough love for a sibling.
Mm-hmm. How has your love for makeup and fashion influenced the way that you wear the hijab today?
I started wearing at 13, like I mentioned to y'all, and I feel like that's where it all started, was my makeup and fashion. And because I grew love for those, that's what influenced me to love the hijab and continue wearing it, since I did wear it at a young age. There was never thoughts or doubts where I wanted to not wear it, but it made me like accept that, yes, I do like wearing this and that I do commit to wearing it. And by finding my own style, I loved matching it to my looks as I grew up, and I still do love doing that. I love making it stand out. I love getting dressed up and matching my hijab. I think that's like the smallest thing that counts, you know, it's the little things. But I definitely feel like fashion influenced my style from, like you mentioned, that there's so much fashion influencers now that we could look up to, where we can gain like inspiration, encouragement, and see that like, oh, there's this fashionista on Instagram who's hijabi but also plays a sport, you know what I mean? Like nowadays there's all of that, so it definitely helps, and it helps with influencing the way we wear hijab, whether they have a unique style and we can incorporate it with the way we wear hijab. When I started wearing hijab, I'm like proud of this, but I always wore Vela scarves, and at the time she didn't have the amount of selection she did then, but I remember my favorite was her first marble collection and then her first chiffon collection, which that chiffon one is discontinued, but at the time that's like what motivated me to wear it even more, because my sisters were always like Vela girls. They always loved wearing that. And as years went by, they started to notice me, and I was always telling myself, like, how cool would it be to work with them, or like to one day wear their hijabs and them sending it to me so that I can show other girls their quality in hijabs and how good they are and easy they are to style with, to influence with their hijab. Not a while ago, last year, they contacted me and asked me to start working with them, and honestly, I feel like that's an accomplishment and helps with confidence and makes you feel very proud to be wearing something and appreciate it even more and love it at the end of the day, that I'm wearing something but I'm also working with it to inspire other girls. I think that's just a really good thing, amazing thing that I've accomplished within the past year.
It's honestly my dream to go to like LA and spend the day with Marwa, which, if you guys don't know who that is, she is the founder of Vela Scarves, and like, it would just be so cute and awesome, like, if I were to visit her hijab factory and then, like, go to the beach. I just love Vela so much.
Yeah, she's so sweet, and I love how creative she is, and, like, if you could totally have her on her podcast, on your podcast, that would be so cool, Sidine.
So for today's last question and most important one, how does your hijab empower you, and what advice would you give to young girls thinking of wearing the hijab?
The way I felt like I was very stuck on this question and like thinking about it, because the way I would describe how my hijab empowers me, I would want it said pretty good, because I had a hard time like explaining how do I feel like the hijab empowers me. And I feel like it empowers me because it's all to please God. God is who protects me. He is who makes me feel special, makes me feel very secure and confident in knowing the intentions of hijab. And wearing the hijab also makes me strive to do better and to do more for our community by showing today's society that we're capable of doing anything. Don't belittle yourself or belittle what you can do. Like, if you have a desire to do something that people think is impossible, like, strive for that. And alhamdulillah, like, I'm blessed with a growing platform where I'm able to represent strong, independent, creative Muslim women in hijab, to where I can inspire more and grow that empowerment for hijabi women. And I can shut down that typical Muslim woman stereotypes, because like I've mentioned earlier when we were talking about high school, there were so many stereotypes, especially people came up to me and asked me about those stereotypes to kind of get it situated if it was true or not. And it's kind of sad when you hear it, because it's such silly stereotypes, but this is exactly what I mean by my hijab empowers me to show that those aren't true, they're very false, not accurate at all, and it's completely not what people think it is. And when I wear hijab, I'm an immediate representation of Islam. And I remember you pointed this out in your last podcast with Mossab and them. And you were pointing out, either one of y'all talked about how the hijab kind of represents Islam, like, right away, because it's something that people could see, almost like, you know how, like, prayers, you don't know how much prayer somebody's praying, you can't see that, but hijab, it shows, and you don't want to be doing something wrong or giving the wrong idea or wrong representation, and then somebody automatically make this assumption that, yeah, that's how Islam works. Or so that's where I feel like it's a struggle, and it's a lot that we have to carry and accept. But because I am an immediate representation of Islam, and it's empowering to know that I'm able to showcase that wearing hijab and being Muslim is in no way a limitation. We can do anything, be anything we want to be, and be anyone in hijab just like anyone else, like regardless of color, regardless of race, regardless if you know Arabic or not. You know, I always got asked that you have to be Arab to wear it, and it's not true, but just shows you how crazy, like, some people don't know anything. And like you mentioned in your last podcast, that, like, some people don't know anything, and you can't blame them for that. And that's why when people, like, ask questions, you shouldn't, like, push them off. Or people sometimes are afraid to ask you things because they don't want to offend you. And I think it's important that you know your hijab empowers you so that you can prove to people, like, that it is such a beautiful thing.
It is true that there's so many people that don't know much about the hijab. And, like, I mentioned that at times, like, that can be dangerous, because it's like, what if the guy has an idea of a false idea of the hijab, but, like, it could be harmful, like, in a harmful way. And so, like, if he goes somewhere and, like, he sees a hijabi, you know, he's just gonna automatically assume, like, something bad about it. And so something might happen in that situation. And, like, we've seen situations happen like that on the news. And so, and then it just goes to the other part where it's like, is it even really our job to, like, have to go and, like, explain that to them? And partly it is, and, like, partly we really just hope for, like, other people to, like, see it as normal. Like, when can it become a norm for a woman to wear a hijab in America, and, you know, when it, like, walk around? And I was thinking, even when a hijabi, like, makes a magazine cover or does something new or huge, like, why does it have to be, like, this whole announcement, like, like, groundbreaking, a hijabi on the cover? Like, why can't it just be something normal for, like, a hijabi to succeed, or for a Muslim woman to be on a cover, or to be in a sport and be so successful at it, or in the movie industry, in Hollywood, on a Netflix show? Like, let it be a norm, you know? That's just something's very huge with Journal Hijabi, and the whole point was to make the topic of the hijab something comfortable and fun and natural for us to just sit down and share with the people, you know, more about us. And this is what this podcast basically is for, other people who don't know about the hijab or just might not understand it, you know. Instead of just assuming, you can come on this podcast and you can listen to two hijabis or a hijabi speaking about it and speaking about the experiences that we go through. And so this is one of those ways where they can, like, accomplish that and, like, get their knowledge from.
I 100% agree with everything you were saying. I think with the questions and how you're saying, like, why do we have to put up with that? It's almost very frustrating, because it's like, why can't it be normal? Why is it such an announcement when somebody, when a hijabi gets somewhere far or does something really good? Mm-hmm. It's just frustrating that people can't accept it. Yeah, it still has to be something new. And the way I see it is that if we didn't grow up the way we grew up with knowing hijab and just knowing, like, our deen, we would just be as clueless almost.
Do you have anything else that you want to add today or talk about, like, relating to confidence or, like, confidently growing in your hijabi evolution? Because it really is a whole, like, evolution. Mm-hmm.
Girls who are wanting that confidence, or new hijabis, girls who haven't been wearing it long enough, from what I could tell you is that it does not come overnight, and you need to give everything time and patience. And even when you feel like you're struggling and you're just very lost with the hijab, you're having these doubts, I feel like the best thing is like praying. Check yourself, you know, that saying, just check yourself. See if you're, if you are doing good with your prayers, make dua, ask people to ad'i lak, or just, you know, you could have that relationship and always talk to God and vent to him, and he's the best person to vent to rather than somebody. But just know that confidence doesn't come overnight. It has, you have to give yourself time. You have to tell yourself you look good. You have to tell yourself this is beautiful. When you're giving yourself these like negative thoughts, and these people or the people around you are giving you these negative thoughts and rude comments, that's not going to help. And I feel like if it's somebody, regardless of it is, you need to put them in their place. You need to put them in the spot, maybe let that person go, because that plays a big role. And obviously, if somebody's like we say now, if somebody's gassing you up about how good you look with the hijab, it's going to make you feel better, like physically, mentally. And that's such a big role and something very important to keep that. It's just, even in general, you can't have something just change overnight. You need to accept it and honestly take that step, because if you're not taking the baby steps to help yourself with loving it or feeling confident with hijab, then you're never going to get anywhere. So it all starts with baby steps and just taking that first step into it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nobody's going to hold your hand at the end of the day. Like, you need to take yourself and do it. Nobody can hold your hand, but you can have that help in that community that will encourage you.
Yes, of course. That's so true. Like, you should be proud of your hijab. It's yours. Yeah. It belongs to you. And don't forget the power of being a hijabi.
Mm-hmm. Take everything with a little grain of salt.
Where can people find you on social media and your makeup pages?
So I have two Instagram pages. My main account is Ayakosara, AyahKawsara. And then I have a makeup account that I've been trying to grow as well. It's AMKGlam_. That's my makeup page, more so my business page. And you guys can always email me, DM me about questions. I love giving girls advice. I love helping girls. I love making friends. I'm not intimidating, I promise.
Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Let me know what you thought about this episode and tell me what you want to hear more of. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.